Well, let's start with match 61 of the IPL. We are back up and running after that week's break. The Lucknow Supergiants are taking on the Sunrisers Hyderabad. Sunrisers won the toss and chose to field first. So Lucknow are currently 170 for 4 with 2 overs remaining in their innings. Mitchell Marsh and Aidan Markram dominated up front. They got 115 for the first wicket before Marsh was dismissed for 65 off 39 balls. Aidan Markram ended up with 61 off 38 deliveries. Nicholas Puran is not out on 28. Looks like they're going to get around 190 from their 20 overs. And looking at the opposition side for the Sunrisers, Heinrich Klaassen is in the lineup. Pat Cummins also captaining that side. Now we're moving along to some football news. Man City midfielder Kevin De Bruyne will say farewell to the Etihad Stadium this week. City take on Bournemouth tomorrow night in the Premier League as they look to push for a spot in Europe next season. De Bruyne will leave City at the end of the season with the team precariously positioned at sixth. At the moment, a win tomorrow though will take them up to third with one game left in the season, and Pep Guardiola says that De Bruyne will get the send-off he deserves.
Kevin will get what he deserves. That is the best moment and the best compliment. His incredible trajectory and what he has done, that I said many times, with an incredible other legends in this club, will not be possible what they have done in these many years.
Liverpool take on Brighton tonight in the only match in the Premier League. And then rugby news to finish. It's been announced that incoming Wallabies head coach Les Kiss will coach the combined Aussie-Kiwi team to take on the British and Irish Lions. Former All Blacks coach Ian Foster will be his assistant for the match on the 12th of July in Adelaide. It's the first time that a combined team will be fielded since 1989. Former Wallabies number 8, Totai Kefu, has been announced as the head coach for the First Nations and Pacifica 15 take on the Lions on the 22nd of July. That's all for me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.